May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, April 19th, 2025. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. And I'll be narrating from two newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. For those locals listening in, if you call Livingston, Montana, your home, I have a few words for you. Livingston, Montana. Livingston, Montana. It will show you what I know. It's got heart and it's got soul. I've been north and I've been south, from Seattle to Atlanta. But it's Livingston, Montana, that I love to call my home. Anyway, that's a work in progress. This live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcast, these newsletters are linked in the footnotes, so you can click on those links and follow along while I'm discussing them in another window on your computer. If you're on a computer, if you're on a phone, I'm not sure how you do that, but you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you that I'll be talking about in the show today. So you can create your own customized multimedia show in the process. So this is a kind of a unique way to keep up to date on news that I'm curating, you know, over the weeks, and usually publishing one or two newsletters during the week, which I go over on my radio show, so you can get an orientation. A lot of people, you know, can't work 24/7, you know, processing the lamestream media and the alternative media to get the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. So that's what I do, and this is one way that you can keep up to date with a customized, personalized multimedia show, watching those videos and articles that I'll be cussing and discussing today. So I'm going to go into the first newsletter. Back in the full moon, the great 5D awakening going mainstream. That was here back on April 12th. But first... It's time for a cosmic weather report. So there's a lot of cosmic drama on the world stage right now. We're closing out the 2000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind old records of blind faith and fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age, hopefully, ideally. Supposedly, you know, with a whole new relationship paradigm based on social conscience and cooperation. And more recently, as the show airs today, the astrology psychology is really amazing. A lot of people have been getting triggered this last week. It's been going on this last couple weeks, just certain combinations of planets called a stellium that are all in conjunction in the last degrees of Pisces, the first degrees of Aries. And I could spend the rest of the show talking about this, but it's very strong. A lot of people getting triggered in different ways because of these energies. You know, it's like we're in the universe and the universe is within us, within the quantum field. You know, everyone resonates differently based on their own bioenergetic blueprints that were established 9 months of gestation in the womb. And with your natal chart, you know, basically you take the first fire breath and your biological clock begins ticking and it interacts with the heavens. This is the subtleties of quantum reality in the holodeck between your ears. I've talked about this in many shows before. And as the host of Cosmic Love, I get into this cosmic astrology, psychology stuff. Fascinates me. I've been into it for 40 years. It's like a second language to me. So I won't go into it too much. I'm just going to pull up the chart for today, at the time when I began talking, actually. And what's going on with a fixed T-square, it's called a fixed T-square, and it's very tight, strong aspects, in the sense that the planets are almost exactly in this T-square pattern, which is an opposition between Mars and Pluto. And there's creative tension there. I mean, Pluto's like the higher octave of Mars energetically. And it's like the inner planet and the outer planet, and they have that same powerful aspect. One is more personal, one's more impersonal. Pluto's more impersonal, but there's powerful energetic aspects that are in creative tension, and they both are square to the sun, which just entered Taurus. We just came out of Aries. And, you know, right before Easter, I mean, this is like the cosmic egg from which all creation is hatched. If you think of cosmic fire as the creator's energy, that's Aries, that's cardinal fire. And the sun just went into, just within the last 24 hours, it was in the last 12 hours, I believe, actually, went into Taurus. So this is like the cosmic egg from which all creation is hatched. Is the fire, but as it comes into the physical, that's the sun moving into Taurus. It's like, you know, the egg has been laid. It's being, you know, it's being hatched. It's being manifest in the physical, you might say, in Taurus. So this creative tension can be going physical in different ways. It can be, you know, in the collective consciousness, what's going to be going physical as far as this cosmic creative tension, how is it going to be released? And there's different ways to look at this, but a lot of people, it's just like impersonally in their own bioenergetics, in their own world, in their own consciousness, they're being triggered with this creative tension. And a lot of it has to do with old records, relationships, you know, so much of what, you know, would improve a person's health is to take certain foods out of your diet, relationships out of your life, and habits out of your life. But we have these relationships, we have these habits, and a lot of them get triggered in different ways at different times. But there's a collective like initiation going on the planet right now. You know, like I say, the whole planet's going into Aquarius. You know, the deep space energies of Aquarius is 2,000 years. The energetics are changing. And there's different initiations on the path, you might say. And it's like clockwork, cosmic clockwork. So I get into astrology, psychology at the beginning of the show to give a little feeling for it. It's not just this fixed T-square right now. There's a lot of different aspects. Like I say, I could spend more time talking about. There's a talent triangle. It's a very tight, strong aspect. And this is between Mars, again, which just entered Leo, which is fire sign now. So Mars is firing up. I mean, things have been kind of docile the last couple months, and things are really firing up with Mars now entering Leo. And again, in this trine relationship, I mean, it's an opposition relationship with Pluto, but it's trine with Saturn, which is conjunct Venus and conjunct Neptune. Now, Saturn and Venus are in the last degrees of Pisces, which is a very deep, mystical, you know, loving energy, and trine Mars, which gives it a lot of, and Leo, which gives it a lot of fire. Both of these planets, the Mars, Saturn, Venus, Neptune, that trine, they're both sextile, it's called, you know, what's called a creative triangle, with Uranus. Now, this is gobbledygook for people who don't follow astrology, psychology, but there's, again, there's a very creative tension going on. This is called a talent triangle. And so people are manifesting creativity in different ways in the relationships and what the unconscious and the subconscious, how it's manifesting in the conscious relationships with others. I mean, the holodeck, as far as the unified field of energies, there is a field that we're all engaged with, whether we know it or like it or not. You know, I mean, it's like we now understand quantum Physics, quantum reality is a real thing. It's all energy. And the language of energy, the language of consciousness is all organized, you know, sometimes referred to as the fractal order of the holographic universe. And it's all geometry. Trines, sextiles, as I'm talking about these astrology configurations. There are relationships of relevance and ultimate reverence, the holy whole, how this all comes together in one's conscience, you know, and how this consciousness of how we are conscious individually and collectively. There is an order to it. There are laws. You know, God has rules. You know, the universe has rules, and we're governed by the you might say the order of the universe, or it's often referred to as the geometry of divinity or sacred geometry. But if you think of God, universe, source as geometrically ordered divinity, God, G-O-D, geometric ordered divinity, if you think of the universe, source, all that is, you know, as this order of the universe, that is, and how it is always in divine order, now how we relate to that divine order, you know, it's like getting into one's transits. Of your astrology. I mean, it's not just your natal chart that, you know, is your, it's kind of the birth blueprint, but, you know, the planets continue to move and they continue to interact with your blueprint and trigger your everyone's blueprint gets triggered in different ways at different times. Like clockwork, astrology, psychology, clockworks, cosmic clockwork. So anyway, I'm just wanted to touch on this before I went any further, but there are different things going on with the astrology psychology right now. They're very powerful, transformative, and it's global as well as individual. It's personal and planetary, what's going on. Like I say, we are in the universe, and the universe is within us individually and collectively. So I'm going to go into now the show I did back on the full moon. And this was following, you know, my last show I dealt with. It was a pretty heavy show. I mean, the last show I mean, it was intense. Then I got I got into the power trips to the power elite, you know, how they're planning World War III. And you know, not that that's Exeter Stone or anything, but you know, it's like there's these different factions that are being in and around Trump and this whole world trade war that's, so to speak, going on, this creative tension. Everything's getting shook up. I mean, we're on the cusp of major changes. There's this whole process going on of creating chaos, then order out of chaos, you know, new order of the ages. But Trump is shaking things up right now. This will be my second show I get into today on the Trump circus, the three-ring circus that Trump's got going right now. And he's the ringleader, and for better or for worse. And looking at this in a sense philosophically, you know, without getting upset, I mean, it's like the justice that just is, you know, it just is. And of course, this understanding of getting a grip on what is real, that is my intent as the host of Cosmic Love, to give kind of a kind of an impersonal perspective on this whole global situation. Is like my dance partners, that these ladies I dance with that I know or don't know, and I just tell them, you know, I loves you very much, but it's nothing personal, you know. You know, I just love to dance. So looking at the world situation like this, we're going to dance through some issues, things that are going on. And this newsletter I did back on the full moon when it was in Libra here back on April 12th, about a week ago. I tried to keep it light, you know, after the previous newsletter that was on, you know, the power elite plans for World War III, you know, and keep that philosophical calm and keep it in perspective with an update in brief on what's going on with not just the power trips of the power elite, but, you know, the alternative that is you never hear about in the lamestream media, how things are getting better and things are in the process of being, oh, what's the word on the eve of Easter? Oh, yeah, resurrected. So here's the global resurrection. But the understanding of how we're in uncharted, unprecedented uncertainty right now. I mean, things are really in flux. It's like everything is all mixed up on the world stage with this whole trade thing going on with Trump and other things Trump is doing. And of course, the deep state, who pretty much owns and controls, mainstream media, they're programming it, the CIA and I mean, the deep state has pretty much control of main, but alternative media, the news that's breaking out for those who are following it. This is, I try to give kind of both perspectives, kind of get my finger on the pulse as best as I can, to get a read on, what's going mainstream, what is in the mainstream media, and what's in the alternative media, and where they match and where they don't. So there's a lot of mismatched expectations going on right now. Different agendas. There's more light and love, easier and faster, and then there's dark side, deep state, want us to keep our eyes focused on Gaza, with the helplessness of the people in Gaza, and basically evil in our face, to demoralize us and depress, our consciousness, so we don't have more light and love, easier and faster, and wise up and rise up, and challenge the power trips of the power elite that are pretty much gone. Their time is short, their fear is great, and they're doubling down right now. And this is going to be going on for a while, folks. I've been saying this. So it's good to know what's going on with those forces that are morphing the matrix of our reality. These power trips of the power elite who are initiating a geopolitical agenda for World War III with Russia, Iran, China, and North Korea. So I've got a video that I include at this point from the Corbett Report, and this was, video came out. It's the weekly report that James Corbett does with the other James of Media Monarchy, and they give an update on what's going on with this attack of the CRINK, CRINK, which is China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. And there's show notes, and there's kind of a cartoon figure, like a superheroes, in the image that they provide for this video from New World next week. Of course, I'm not going to play the video, but it is really interesting his perspective on this. And again, he keeps an objective perspective where he doesn't go into doom and gloom. He just talk about the trendings and what they're planning and how it's now self-evident what they're up to. And one of the excerpts from that presentation is from a General Wesley Clark, who was a retired four-star U.S. Army general, Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, who said right after 9/11, he said when Wesley Clark was visiting the Pentagon, he was shown an already existing plan for the U.S. to take down seven countries in the Middle East: Iraq, Libya, Lebanon, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. And so Wesley Clark came out, whistleblower, telling us, like, look, this was the plan from before 9/11. Of course, 9/11 was the trigger event, and those who listened to my show and James Corbett know that 9/11 was a giant psyop, just like the plandemic was. The buildings that all went down, in free fall, on 9/11. Anyway, listeners know, most listeners know that it was an inside job. When he was saying that before that even happened, that was the plan as a trigger event to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. And General Wesley Clark went on to say that, quote, all the rest of these countries have already been attacked, decimated, and a Rothschild central banking system has been installed, except for Iran. So clearly, Iran is in the crosshairs, and Senator John McCain is dancing from the grave and still singing, bomb Iran, bomb, bomb, bomb Iran. And of course, this was in the news this last week about Trump negotiating with Iran. Basically saying that they don't agree to his negotiation, they were going to bomb them or something like that. It was something really extreme like that. So I'm referencing all this because, but there's three important things to remember here, folks, because this kind of puts the whole Middle East situation in context. So you can be kind of philosophically correct about what's really going on. And number one is that Trump has been bailed out of bankruptcy twice by the Rothschilds, who virtually own Zionist Israel. I mean, they funded the move and the creation, the move of Russian Jews to Israel and German Jews to Israel, and the creation of the State of Israel. They funded it, underwrote it, the architecture in their Supreme Court and in their buildings, and you know their the whole setup of Zionist Israel was by the Rothschilds. And those who follow my channel, and I have a link on the Zionist Israel with links with videos that go into explaining that history. So Trump has been bailed out of bankruptcy twice in his businesses by the Rothschilds. That's the first thing to understand. And number two is that Iran has hypersonic missiles, which I'm sure they got from Russia, who's had hypersonic missiles, or the Chinese, they've had hypersonic missiles. And the Iran is, you know, like proxy. Proxy of largely of allies, you know, Russia and China. So they have hypersonic missiles that can devastate the three major cities in Israel if Iran is bombed. So this brings us to the third point, that mutually assured destruction is stalemate right now, because Trump knows that and you know that. And the Israelis know that Iran has hypersonic missiles that could just, you know, devastate Israel. And so they know that they can't they if they attack Iran, they've already been told, you know, they're going to retaliate, and it was in no uncertain terms, and that could just, you know, wipe out Israel. I mean, war over. But mutually assured destruction, this is the third point, is stalemate until radical assent decision. You know, you got MAD, mutually assured destruction, and RAD, radical assent decision. Until that's checkmate. But the assent is to what? Well, it's co-creation, it's cooperation, it's coordination, it's two in one. It's basically a peaceful relationship. That's checkmate. That's rad as far as the mad people are concerned. So their time is short. Their fear is great. They're mad, you know. But they're in stalemate. You know, we're talking about the U.S. You know, Trump and Israel. They can't attack Iran. If they do, well, God forbid. You know, how much destruction will be rained down on Israel, and how much that could be a trigger event for World War III. But again, the chaos people, they want the chaos so they can basically have the national emergency, the war powers to start locking things down like they tried to do during the pandemic, you know, with digital certificates and a digital gulag in the digital social credit system, etc. So, you know, I've talked about that plenty. Most of you already know about it. I'm not going to go into it. So what is the RAD decision, radical assent decision? Well, that's what this article is about, the 5D New Earth, you know, the 5D solution, fifth dimensional, higher dimensional solution for united global resolution. Again, unity and diversity. That's radical solution for the mad people. I mean, it's like all along the people that have kept the war going in Ukraine will not meet with the other side to discuss peace. They don't want peace. They sabotage peace every time because they're making a killing with war. You know, it's like big business, and it's they're mad. They're basically their time is short. The fear is great, and they want everyone as miserable as they are. And this is just, you know, this is the what goes on when the dark side of the force, you know, the snakes, you know, when they're exposed to the light, you know, they try to go under the rock, or, you know, and like the dragon when it's wounded, you know, watch out for the whiplash of the dragon's tail. So there's a stalemate going on, you know, worldwide because of, you know, the mutually assured destruction thing. And the world is moving slowly but surely. You know, by God's grace, Trump will keep us from going to war. That was his promise he was going to make. He was going to stop the war stuff. And it ain't easy with him when he's got military industrial contractors and huge lobby forces all around him that have their own vested interests in maintaining war, you know. And same with the medical industrial complex as the military industrial complex. You know, they're still trying to ramp up. You know, they're doubling down. They're trying to ramp some other, you know, bird flu vaccines. You know, have gone into production. You know, they're trying to ramp up. You know, the need for vaccines, and they're ramping up in lamestream media attacks on anyone that's anti-vax. That's like they're crazy or something. You know, and again, I don't think there's many listeners to the show that are getting most of their news from, you know, the mainstream media. I would hope that they're looking at some really good alternative sources, like the James Corbett report that I just referenced, and others. You know, I think Mike Adams, Natural Life News, he's doing an incredible job doing updates with information. But there's multiple good sources, and there's sometimes some, so to speak, unknown sources that come across my desk that are phenomenal truth tellers. They just really, you know, the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, they just say it very well. And I don't care whether they're well-known or not. Quite often I'll provide links to their video or embed their videos or their articles. You know, so basically can people, again, on a selective basis, you can customize your own multimedia show and watch those videos that I embed and refer to, and check out, you know, the articles that you're interested in, you know, with the headlines, and I usually give some subtext to those headlines. So you can get kind of a synopsis, you know, just from the newsletter of some major things that are happening that aren't usually, a lot of things I'm talking about are not critically exposed, discussed, or revealed, you know, in lamestream media, the mainstream media. Like I say, you know, the NPR, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, you know, they're aligned with the military industrial and medical industrial complex, and basically their issue with truth telling has been to reinforce their perspective that vaccines are great, you know, safe and effective. While the alternative media, I mean, the studies coming out all over the world. Millions of people have been not just died suddenly or otherwise, or even within a few months, but the people that have been disabled and the different diseases and the specificity of different studies all over the world of the radical increase in turbo cancers and all kinds of different, you know, blood sugar, all kinds of diseases, because the immune system's just getting whacked, and then the weakest link in your body goes out, and they give that disease name for that. So, you know, we live kind of in a crazy time. And again, I'm trying to lighten things up a little bit with this full moon in Libra when I did this a week ago. So I went into more of the solution. I went into the enlightenment aspect of it. And I'm going to be going into that more so tonight, and hopefully with some real inspiration leading into the resurrection flame on Easter. So you can wake up resurrected. It's all good. Thich Nhat Hanh is one of my favorite Buddhic messengers, you might say. And he has a quote where he says, "Enlightenment is always there. Enlightenment, small enlightenment, will bring great enlightenment." Basically, that's, you know, it's like there's like a higher self within all of us, a higher Christ self, higher self. And it's like the mediator for, you know, the presence of source, you know, all it is, the higher self, you know, it kind of steps it down. And of course, the higher self represents enlightenment. There's a little Christ, you might say, within all of us. There's a little small voice of conscience within all of us. It's always there. And a little conscience will bring greater conscience. As you become more conscious of how you are conscious, you develop a conscience. So there's an article I refer to here then from April 9th, Activist Post, that says, there is a solution for this world, and we all know what it is. I'm talking about conscience again. But the subtext here goes to say, you see, the world and the cosmos have moved into quantum reality. Well, not actually moved. They've always been in quantum reality, but we've told ourselves that's not a place where we humans belong. Most people don't have quantum think. They're not into the whole, you know, a whole systems way of thinking in 5D in a quantum sense, how we're all connected. I mean, this is what Jesus was saying, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. Basically, he's saying we're quantumly connected. You know, what you do to someone else, you're really doing to yourself. But we've always lived in quantum reality. Now we know, you know, everything is energy and it's quantum physics, and there are laws and energetics, and there's this quantum singularity whereby everything is connected. And as you know, effective sensory perception, ESP, there's nothing extra about it when you have it. It's just the fact, you know, when you have quantum think, basically you have a respect for others' opinion because everyone's 100% right for their prevailing awareness, and we have free will. So, you know, we're creating our own worlds, and everyone's got difficulties, and everyone's got their, you know, the cross to bear, so to speak, and hopefully they're off the cross now and getting ready for resurrection tomorrow. But there is a reality that the solution is with all of us, and we all know what it is. You know, it's like more light and love, easier and faster. Or you can say it's the 5D gold standard for a quantum golden age. And what would that look like? What would a quantum golden age look like? Well, I got to keep kind of five dimensions of this. You know, there's the spiritual power. There's the representing universal love. There's the wisdom of the crowd that's mediating global love. There's personal love that empowers holistic health. There's transpersonal love for abundant prosperity. And I go into a little bit on each of these with the understanding, like, spiritual power. Okay, that's kind of the first principle, you know, taking it from the top. Government of, by, and for a spiritual people with a moral compass honoring the prime directive and constitution framing the first principles of G-O-D, God, geometrically ordered divinity, for real community, you know, how we can come into unity, unity and diversity, you know, the prime directive, you know, the golden rule, spiritual power representing universal love. So that's, you know, taking from the top. So if you look at the four lower bodies archetypally of each individual, you know, there's like dimensions of density, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. The first principle I refer to is, like, again, the spiritual power. Then you have the second principle is that this gets stepped down into wisdom of the crowd. You might, wisdom of the cloud, it's sometimes referred to, a collective consciousness. Now, in quantum physics, it's understood as the unified field, the field of energy in any mandala of energies, any crowd, you know, how you basically represent the cloud or the crowd. It's like freedom of assembly, you know, the founding fathers. Freedom of assembly was the core freedoms. You gotta have freedom of speech, you know, but with freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, you know, if you think of an upgrade of our core freedoms of speech and assembly by way of global telecom, and those who read my newsletter and listen to my show, you know that global telecom is a communication process and with an interactive interface that represents the language of consciousness, the language of light, so that 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program, live or replay program, respond at the same time without creating noise. Actually, everyone inputting their consciousness in terms of the first three dimensions, like the vertical dimension, the brightness scale, the horizontal dimension, the color spectrum. It's like the white light of the infinite eternal enters through the crown chakras and descends into the reptilian brain. But right in the middle of the brain, it hits the prism of the third eye chakra and refraction to all the colors of the rainbow, and all of us are on one aspect, part of the spectrum, or another. Spock on one end of the spectrum, and Scotty on the other end of the spectrum, intellectual and emotional, and right balance in the middle is the blue or the green and the yellow, the brightness color and the harmony, healing, chlorophyll color. In the middle of the color spectrum where Captain Kirk is. These are archetypes I'm referring to, how this works as far as an understanding of the spectrum. We're all on the spectrum, unless you're, a truly fully enlightened, fully present individual, and you've got all bands of the color spectrum lit up, evenly balanced, so you got a beautiful rainbow in your aura, you might say. Anyway, you've got spiritual power, you got wisdom of the crowd. The other of the 5D, as far as in the quantum age, the five principles for these first principles integrated, you might say, it's basically talking about the power, wisdom, and love, the first three, spiritual power, wisdom of the crowd. Third one is like personal love. Now, personal love as far as, you can't give to anyone what you don't have for yourself. And so taking care of yourself and your own health, so you can't give what you don't have. So loving yourself as far as empowering holistic health of body, mind, and spirit. And there's a capability now with evidence-based database standards for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease, health assurance policies, global telecare. And I provide links on this. So those who are following along that want to go deeper into this understanding of how global holistic healing with free online self-care database, so you can enter your current symptom profile, your metabolic type corresponding to your blood type, and what's working best for your symptom profile, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination. What's working best for building holistic health and preventing disease? Now, you get this going on self-care revolution, just like in the Netroots worldwide on the internet, because this is an online, this could be something that could be free and online, and it could be done very quickly. The technology exists. I've been discussing having seminars on this for the last 7 years, and have websites on it, and I have provided links where you can check out those websites at Global Telecare. So from this threefold flame of blue, yellow, and pink, spiritual power, wisdom of the crowd, personal, love, the when they're in balance and synergized, you then it's like other people. It's like the fourth quadrant, spiritual, mentally, emotional, and physical is the abundant prosperity that can come when you have a worldwide revolution in higher consciousness and holistic health. And with a Netroots revolution, you might say, grassroots Netroots on the internet, you have people that are becoming whole body, mind, and spirit worldwide. And so then you see with this abundant love, this transpersonal love worldwide, you see abundant prosperity. Service to self matures to service to others when one, two, and three above, power, wisdom, and love are synergized in all four quadrants. And I have a link on these four, this understanding of the four quadrants. It's like the universal archetypes the Jung talks about, the four winds that the Native Americans talk about, the pyramid of self and civilization that the ancients talked about as far as alchemy, astrology, the four quadrants, fire, air, water, and earth, as components to the creative ascent process and the and economics of abundance. We have a we call it, now they call it the scarcity economics that we have, the value of scarcity, which is a real oxymoron. And again, those who profit from war and disease, they want to create, they want to sustain what's called scarcity economics, a scarcity of health and a scarcity of peace, so they can capitalize on military industrial and medical industrial solutions. So global holistic healing, when you have all of these three, power, wisdom, and love, coordinates in all four quadrants, archetypal quadrants of self and civilization, this leads to the fifth principle, which is like the capstone, the ascension of the spirit of cosmic universal love to save our society. You know, the SOS right now is save our society. You know, it's time for civilization to be taken off the cross of this, of suffering, of an insanity, and go through a resurrection with more light and love, easier and faster. You know, the self-correcting, self-determination for salvation as self-elevation, individual and collective self-elevation, sovereignty individually and collectively, where we own our own lives, learning, health, business. And it's not dictated to us with totalitarian tyranny under medical emergency powers like during the pandemic, or under military emergency powers like the factions that want to create a false flag and create a World War III. God forbid that that happened. Boy, the tensions, the creative tension I talked about with the astrology at the beginning of the show right now, with that T-square going physical, all that fire is going physical. You know, it's like hold the vision of light and love going mainstream physically in our institutions with global telecom and global telecare for self-elevation as salvation, the salvation, personal and planetary salvation, where we self-correct with self-determination for self-elevation or to ascend, to rise up higher. And this follows spiritual intention with focused attention and love retention for conscious ascension with full spectrum comprehension. Getting my cosmic rap thing going here. I'm going to be a cosmic rapper after I get my act together, maybe. I don't know. What do you think? So I'm talking about, you know, a higher concept of love, the geometrically ordered divinity, L-O-V-E, circle, triangle, square, when I geometrize it. And the graphics, of course, on my website are self-explanatory. I provide links. And most of you listening have already seen those graphics and how it is the source code for cosmic law or quantum physics, you might say. It's like the holographic universe, the fractal field. There's three basic energy fields, right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy fields. And there's right dynamic energy fields in astrology corresponds to squares in opposition. The round magnetic energy fields corresponds to the conjunctions, you know, the blending of energies like it's going on right now with that stellium in the last degrees of Pisces and the first degrees of Aquarius, with the Saturn and Venus and Mercury and Neptune and the north node of the moon, all of those, you know, the tight coordinates. That's the conjunction. That's the round magnetic energy field. It's a blending. It's like heart coherence. You've got mind congruence, which is more the linear left brain letter of the law, and you've got heart coherence, which is nonlinear spherical consciousness, blending of energies, co-creation, unity and diversity. And then you've got the third principle, the V, which in astrology, it's like trines and sextiles. There's a geometry there, the Trinity. So there's a synergy in the Trinity with the L and the O, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, the Holy Trinity, power, wisdom, and love. And when they're in balance, when they're combined and synergized, they shine. And that's the first principles. That's like the capstone with the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, the sometimes called the city four square of the New Jerusalem, you know, and you got mandalic sand paintings that the Tibetans would use, and you got the same mandala patterns that the Hopi Indians would use in their clothing and in their geometries on their headdresses and stuff, their pottery. So there's these universal principles. They've always been, as Jung said, in the collective consciousness of humanity through cultural motifs, through design patterns in culture, through governmental constitutions, through, I mean, it's like an architectural design motifs. There's like these, it's like the golden ratio, golden mean factors in the with the Trinity and the synergy that creates a unified field of energies. And you might say the integration of these fields, it's like a balanced threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love, creates more light. It's like there's the synergy in the Trinity in all four quadrants. And what that leads to is what? Well, the capstone, the creative ascent process, CAP, the creative ascent process, the capstone, which is referring to the fifth dimension, the 5D components to the capstone, fulfills the vision of virtue and valor, the power, wisdom, and love for the victory of pure intention, again, as focuses attention on cosmic universal love retention for conscientious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. Don't get any better than that. That'd be the Aquarian Age of Light and Love. So here's to upgrading the five core freedoms with pure geometry frames of reference for Aquarian first principles, geometrically ordered divinity, the constitution of God love. You know, we all know that God of love, God is love, love of God, God of love. With universal light language, the language of light, the language of consciousness, brightness, scale, color spectrum I referred to. And of course, the third dimension as they pattern out into the forebrain or the rear brain of the holodeck, you know, so with the vision and with depth of field, if there's enough light. So you got details in the highlights and the shadow areas. And there's a whole photomechanical process, language of light that relates directly to the processes of consciousness when I go into my websites that some of you are familiar with. So we're talking about a global TLC reset. The Great Reset, the TLC, not just tender loving care. We're talking about telecommunion, interactive telecommunications, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy. I have hot links, hyperlinks, each of those concepts on the website. Some of you who are new to this can go deep by, you know, take a deep dive by clicking on those links. The entire website's going to the concepts. So there's a depth of field here, folks, for those who are interested. But in the meantime, love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected, netizen, neighbor as thyself. So I think I got enough time to get into my last article, which I just published. It's for Easter. Got about 10 minutes left, and this is about Trump's three-ring circus, the greatest show on earth. So there's a graphic, Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, and the elephant saying, "It's over. 146 years, it's over." And there's some clowns walking behind saying, "We couldn't compete with the Trump circus." So that's the subject. Trump's three-ring circus today. Greatest show on earth. This happens to be for Easter. It's kind of, I'm trying to dance around or story around the whole subject of getting off the cross and resurrecting, you know, consciousness, connectivity, you know, unity and diversity. So think of Trump as a ringleader and the greatest show on earth. And consider why so many adults enjoy the Trump circus so much. I mean, Trump acts like many would imagine that they would act if they suddenly became rich and powerful. Now, that's not all of us, but there's a lot of working class people that, you know, can kind of identify with. It's easy to identify with this flawed hero role that Trump has played. I mean, he's not the perfect hero, but he's got a good TV track record of popular shows and spectacular events over 4 decades. I mean, look at the spectacular event where they almost blew his ear off and killed him on a platform there in Pennsylvania. I mean, there's just so much stuff. The guy is like, you know, he's a lightning rod for global attention. You might say he's an attention junkie. And now he's the ringleader in a global circus. So there are three circus rings where the great Trumpster, as I refer to him, is ringleading, death-defying drama. You know, big time. The greatest show on earth. Circus Ring One. Now, I wax kind of poetic with this, but I'm going to go through it kind of fast. Witness the drama of high state versus deep state. The clash of mismatched expectations between Aquarian enlightenment and deeply entrenched paradigm paralysis. Conceive it and believe it to achieve it, IT, the inner tech, Aquarian source code, matriculating the matrix of quantum reality with a whole system paradigm shift from patriarchy and exclusion, which is referred to centralized, top-down, one-way closed systems, to meritocracy and inclusion, you know, decentralized, bottom-up, interactive, open systems. This clown show is slapstick sparring between light and dark forces. The white hats of the High State Alliance are moving us forward as united sovereigns of Earth. But the black hats of the deep state empire are subverting democracy with high-tech tyranny and dystopian dysfunction of the divisive dialectic. Some people would say the divisive dialectic, you know, the old divide and conquer dialectic. So in this ring, big drama, global humanity is facing the reality of choice for evolution or devolution, the opportunity for golden age utopia or dark age dystopia, while our leaders clown around. The spirit that matters in this ring is pure intention for reality as gathers the tribes of Israel. Israel. Atonement. Atonement. So will the light servers trump the dark forces? Will the white hats trump the black hats? Will the golden age trump dystopian devolution? Devolution? How will the great Trumpster ringleader orchestrate this drama? Circus Ring 2. Pure spiritual intention focuses attention for objective observation and conflict resolution. This is the drama of discernment with perception connection between Western dominant left brain linear logical letter of the law and Eastern right brain dominant orientation to the nonlinear intuitive spirit of the law. That's why Orientals read right to left on a page and left brain dominant Western civilization reads left to right on a page. And that's why the Orientals use holistic symbolism, right brain oriented symbolism with calligraphy pictograms of holistic meaning. Whereas again, left brain dominant Western civilization, they have compartmentalized thinking that has resulted from letters and word memes, you know, symbols to process objectivity from a wholly different compartmentalized perspective than the way the Orientals in the East, their languaging, their how it evolved, because the hemispheres of the earth correspond holistically. Just like the iris of the eye reflects the whole body, the energetics of the earth holodeck, the field, the unified torus field of the earth, has two different, you know, the consciousness that evolved in the East and the West correspond to the Western hemisphere of the brain, the left brain dominant, and the right hemisphere of the brain. Now, this may sound abstract, but consider this example from an objective perspective. All vaccines are drugs. Drugs have toxic side effects. Toxicity can cause autism, cancer, and died suddenly. But Western medicine says vaccines are safe and effective. Whereas Eastern medicine has been using non-toxic quantum healing, you know, acupuncture, for thousands of years. So as the Aquarian quantum age emerges, the drug-pushing chemistry of disease paradigm is made objectively obsolete by the emerging quantum energies of health paradigm. You know, the chemistry of disease paradigm, the quantum energies of health paradigm, that's what's emerging. But greed is the antithesis of goodness, and objective reality is the nemesis of institutionalized unreality. So witness this big circus drama heat up as the pharmacidal profits before people's system of corporatocracy. It makes a killing, censoring, if not outlawing, nonprofit and non-invasive holistic healing modalities. I mean, there's no money in it. You know, the medical industrial complex isn't interested. So this discernment test is best for objectivity that believes nothing and either knows or not knows, yay or nay, hot or not, to be or not to be, conscious of how we are conscious. So either light language rules with conscience currency, or by default, dense, unconscious, and heartless duh prevails as stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. So will prevention trump treatment? Will common sense trump disease profiteering? Will public health trump pharmacidal tyranny? How will the great Trumpster ringleader orchestrate this drama? Circus Ring 3, connectivity, receptivity. Again, I'm waxing poetic here, and I'm going to have to wrap it up, folks. I'll let you finish reading this on the website where I have this and with graphics. You go to the website, and that's a HeartComm Network. I think you just put in your HeartComm Network in your search bar. I think it will come up. Anyway, it gets to the archives page for this year, and you scroll down at the bottom of the archives page, and there's this article on Trump's Three Ring Circus, greatest show on earth. If you want to finish reading that and read some of the links that I provide on quantum reality and some other links that you might find interesting, again, you can have your own customized multimedia show and hopefully learn something in the process. So I want to thank everyone for listening, and hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith. See the good and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.